Hello, everybody. Sorry, I've been away for so long. I've been away for almost 2 weeks, but I've been going through a really hard time in my personal life, and I couldn't come here and talk about anything because I still can't talk about anything. I feel like my mind is a blur, and I feel like woozy, and I feel kind of weird. I don't feel like I have a lot of content in my head, but there's something that I wanted to talk about before everything happened to me. A lot of things have been happening to me recently, whether it's personal or work or whatever, and I makint qadra to cope with it. I was not able to process it normally because of everything that's happening in the world. So everything was going really fast, and it just got to me mentally. And I started spiraling down a really, really ugly path again. So I was not able to come and talk and be vulnerable with you because I couldn't be vulnerable with myself. But there's something that I wanted to talk about, what struck me is recently there's a girl called Sarah Hijazi. She committed suicide because she was gay, because her country, which is my other country, Masr, لأن أنا مصرية كمان, ما تقبلوها فشحطوها من البلد. وإما ماتت بمصر وما قدرت تشوفها فانتحرت بكندا. Weirdly enough, this was the country that I was about to go to after the lockdown was done, but I'm not going to anymore. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about is a lot of things. First of all, this month is Pride Month, هيدا شهر بيكون للLGBT community, so it is very important for me to give this episode to them and only to them and nothing else, just them, their rights, their life, that their life matters. It's sad for me to say this. It's so degrading for me to say to someone, your life matters. It shouldn't come as an epiphany. It should just be something that is acquired and a knowledge to all of us that all lives matter, right? But what I wanted to talk about today is the LGBT community. Okay, so if I wanted to talk about it, I have to be very honest with you or else I would be a hypocrite, right? So the LGBT community saved me from a lot of things in my life. They were my family when I couldn't find a family within my own circle. So when I was first raped and harassed by my doctor, which I don't think I've talked about yet fully on my podcast, when that happened to me on the same night, I had a person that was very close to me that night come out to me as gay. And in order for me to understand what he meant, he thought I couldn't understand. Little did he know. But he thought I couldn't understand. So for me to understand him, he took me to a gay bar. And I went there, and that was the first night where I got raped and I got introduced to a wonderful family that stuck by me through years and years and years. I was friends with everyone. I lived there almost. Every night I'd go there and just sit with them and talk my heart out, and they'd be there to listen to me and just shelter me and make me feel okay and make me feel welcomed and make me feel understood about everything I ever opened up to. So I understand that some people didn't have that experience, and I understand that some people don't even know or are not familiar with that feeling of coping with differences. I understand that. I understand when people are homophobic. I don't understand it when you're hateful, but I understand when you do not accept something that you're not familiar with. I understand that because I understand cultures and how it works and how it goes, because I live in Lebanon and we have a billion cultures. So I understand how الواحد فيه يتمسك بدينه, فيه يتمسك بتعقيد تبعه. So I completely understand. But what I don't understand is hate. Hate is something that will forever be something I am not familiar with. It will forever be something I will fight against. So let me just, before talking about the LGBT community as a community, let me talk to you about what I went through with the LGBT community. I am someone who have dated both. I've dated men and I've dated women. I've been in love with both. I have loved both equally. I did not find a difference. I just found a difference of in a human perspective, but I did not find a difference emotionally. I loved very dearly. It was both a beautiful experience for me, same as healthy and as toxic as one another. Nothing changed. There is no difference between the two experiences that I have been through. Now, no, not everyone knows that about me, but I wanted the perfect time and place for me to talk about it because I am at a really, really bad time in my life. And I felt like being, whenever I feel like that, I feel like being more honest and more open to you guys because you guys have been here for me and always supported me through everything. And I owe this to you. I owe my complete honesty to you. So let me get back to that. So I have been in love with humans. I've been in love with a lot of people in my life. And I was very honest each time I go into a relationship. I was very honest. I was very true. My emotions were real. Never did it feel like it was something that was just out of a culture experience or it was because I was trying to run away from something. Because I realized that people, whenever they hate homosexuality, they start trying to analyze homosexuals. Like, why is he gay? What happened to him for him to be gay? Nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to her. Nothing happened to me. So you might think that I started dating girls after I got raped, right? Well, I was dating girls before that. And I was dating guys before that. And one did not cancel out the other. I fell in love with both. It was never out of... Now, when I was young, I used to say to myself that I'm pansexual. Pansexual is falling in love with a human and not with the gender. And I still believe I am that kind of person because I don't necessarily... I'm not a bisexual. I'm not attracted to girls and I'm not attracted to guys in the physical sense. Never was. I've never felt the love at first sight. It was never something. I never met someone and was completely attracted to. I was never into crushes. I've never had a crush on someone. But I fell in love with humans. I fell in love with how people think. I fell in love with how people feel. I fell in love with people that were really honest. Some of them weren't. Some of them were really toxic. But some of them were really, really genuine and loving. People always ask me, do I have a preference? I don't have a preference. I have a preference in humanity. I prefer someone being honest. I prefer someone that is loving, caring, humorous. These are the features that I like in a human being. Whether it comes in an animal, a tree, or whatever, I'd always be welcoming. Whatever it is that is coming my way. I'm sorry, but I'm really nervous. I know you can see it from my voice because it's shaking. But it's something that I know I'm going to be prosecuted for. And I'm ready for that because I'm being completely honest with you guys. Completely. And it's not that I was hiding before. It's not. But it's just because I was not ready because of my family or whatever. Now I don't care. To be honest, I care about you more than I care about anything else because I don't want any other girl or guy to commit suicide because of something like that because they just love something that's different than most humans. Not even most. I don't think the LGBT community is a minority, to be honest. I think they're the majority, but the majority of them is in the closet or they're living a separate life or they're living a hidden life. You know, a lot of people in my career and meeting new people and pairing with a lot of people that I would never have thought that they'd be, not that I'm judgmental, but it's just something that was not in the cards or on the table or whatever. I just was shocked to know who or what or how not okay they were with their sexuality or their orientation. People feel shame. I felt shame because of society. Everyone feels shame. Whether you're straight, gay, bi, pan, whatever you are, transgender, we all feel shame, but from different perspective. But as a community, we are not allowed to still have shame in the 21st century. We are not allowed to have more Sara Hijazis in the world. We're not allowed to do that mistake again. We're not allowed to feel this anymore. We're in the 21st century, for God's sake. We cannot keep living... a life just to please our older generation. We can't. They fucked up big time. They fucked our future. They obviously suck at doing decisions. They obviously suck at thinking. Look at our present. Look at whether you're in Lebanon, wherever you are, in France, wherever you are, look how fucked up it is because of our parents, because of our previous generations who didn't know what to think, who didn't know how to think. We are being raised by baby boomers, by those who only believed in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They only believed in freedom and love and loving whoever you want. All we need is love came from that era. Somehow they grew bitter. They grew in war. They grew hateful. So let's not continue with that trend. Let's stop it. You are the Generation Z. You are the next generation. You are supposed to make things better for us. Don't listen to what the oldest generation did. Don't. Look at us. Look how fucked up the world is now today. Look. Every ruling man that is... All of the men that are ruling us right now, mostly all of them, are baby boomers. Warlords. People who just know hate. None of them know love. I ask of you to know love. Maybe I'm the last person to talk about love. Maybe I don't know what love is. I've failed so many times, whether being with a man, whether being with a woman, whether be it with a tree, with my parents, with my family, whatever it is. Maybe I don't know what love is, but I've read about it. Maybe I failed so many times in my life, but I know what love isn't. And I think that's enough, no? I think it's enough to know what doesn't feel like love. When you are judgmental over someone, when you are hateful over someone for being different than you, that's not love. That's not loving yourself. That's not respecting yourself. That's not respecting your religion. If your religion tells you and teaches you to hate, then you have to leave your religion. Then you have to reconsider what your belief is. You have to learn how to not discriminate others. How to feel, make people feel like home, how to make them feel at ease, how to understand others. You have to love people for who they are, just like you would want them to love you for who you are. That phase of me going out with discovering my sexuality was in my teenage years. Things changed now because I grew. I grew up and I changed because people change. We change as human beings. We find ourselves somewhere. We find ourselves somewhere else. But that does not discredit the honesty and the love that I have felt growing up and going through these experiences. I honestly believe that you cannot understand someone by hating them. You cannot understand someone by being angry at them. You have to love them. You have to understand them. You have to sit with them and have a conversation. Educate yourself. Learn. Sit with these people. Sit with the people that you have nothing in common with. Try to learn something different in your life. If you're going to surround yourself with people that are only like you, you're just not going to grow. You're going to just stay the same. You're going to stagnate. You're going to stay as a stagnant for the rest of your life. You're not going to change. You're not going to grow. You're not going to experience different things in your life. You're not going to know what you really like and what you really don't like. You're just going to be conditioned to being who you are for the rest of your life. You have to go out. You have to try out things. You have to see people. You have to sit and educate yourself about every little detail. Whenever you ask someone how they are, how are you? Ask them with genuinity. Ask them really, how are you? Don't be okay with I'm fine. Don't be okay with I'm okay, alhamdulillah, or whatever. Genuinely care about how people are doing. If you have a free time in your spirit, if you have a free space in your mind and in your soul, and you're not busy fighting your demon, sit and leave that space for someone else in your heart. Help them. It is not okay for a girl to commit suicide because she's not being understood or loved or accepted in her community. It is not. Religion never taught us that. Never. Religion teaches us love. Religion teaches us forgiveness, acceptance, coexisting with others. You are not allowed to do the same mistakes in the 21st century. You are just not allowed to. I'm tired of seeing people taking out their lives because of something as dumb as acceptance, because people are not ready to give something as simple as acceptance, which is the basic right of a human being. You have the power to love, and I don't know why you spend your days on hating, on anger, on ego. You spend your days thinking what you think you deserve. It's okay, you deserve the best, but someone in front of you also deserves the best. And you have to be there for them. You have to give it to them. Because these people, these communities are just being harassed 24/7. Sometimes you feel misunderstood if you're a heterosexual person. And when you feel misunderstood, it feels like it's the end of the world. Whenever you're in a relationship and someone mistreats you, you feel like you're just dying from the inside. Well, how do you think these people feel? How do you think these people live? These people live on that feeling. These people live on that edge. Whenever I used to have these experiences with same sex or whatever, I'd feel ashamed. Something I had never felt being with a guy. The difference struck me. Why do I feel like this? Why am I hating this? It is one of the most beautiful things that has ever happened to me. Why am I supposed to hate it? Why am I supposed to hide under a rock and live one of the most beautiful experiences of my life? Loving a human being that is nice and kind to me. Why am I supposed to hide? Why am I supposed to hide when others who kill and murder and lie and cheat are supposed to be out there and experience whatever the fuck they feel like experiencing? Those are the things that I used to think. I used to think I am loyal and the person that is in front of me is loyal. We are experiencing pure love. How is it that some men, heterosexual men, are allowed to cheat, lie, hurt? Even some women are allowed to play around, hurt others, and still be outside and not have a rock to hide under. It is unfair. It is unfair to mistreat someone just because you do not understand. The more you don't understand, you know what you should do? You should ask questions, not hate. It is so easy to hate. It is so easy to be angry all the time. It is so easy. Life gives you everything for you to be angry constantly. Why do you want to live on that edge? Why do you want to feel this? You shouldn't. You shouldn't do that to others. Whenever you don't understand something, ask questions. Keep on asking questions over and over and over again until it gets to you. Until you can finally understand. You grow. You become different. You become a better person. So let's talk about Sarah Hijazi and the people who feel the same thing as she does. I am so sorry that we live in a world that's like this. I cannot begin to excuse myself and apologize for what the world has done to you. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that you cannot be who you are just because someone else is so fucking arrogant that they cannot accept you for who you are. Because they want you to be like them. Because they think they are the reference in the world. Because they think that them is the right way. Even though they could be one of the most narcissistic, egoistic, lame-ass people. They want you to be like them because they cannot understand that something different than them exists in this world. And I'm sorry that you have to endure that. I'm so sorry. But listen to me. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't. You don't have to feel this. You don't have to live this. You have to just think. Think about what is happening to you. Think about the unfairness of it all. You are not a victim. You are a warrior. You have to get up and defend yourself. Being underground and being okay with other people marching on you is not okay and is not the answer. The more you feel like a victim, the more you will be a victim for yourself. This is what leads to depression. Stand up and fight for your right. I am telling you. You keep on searching for validation to think that maybe what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is not wrong. What you're doing is more than right. It is love. It's a fruition of love. It could never be wrong. Anything that comes from love could never ever be wrong. You are an entity. You are love and you matter. I'm not even going to talk about the community. I'm going to talk about you as a person. You are here for a purpose. Let that purpose be helping others, helping who you are, helping people who are just like you. I may have forgotten how it feels like to be misunderstood that much, although I feel misunderstood every single day of my life, but maybe not as much as you do. Maybe I don't know what it feels like. Maybe. I cannot hold accountability for something that you feel much more than I do, but I can help, and I am here to do so. I'm here to take accountability for something that I'm not ashamed of, something that has happened in my life and something I went through in my life that I'm more than blessed and happy that it happened. More than happy. It is an experience that I'll forever be grateful for. And I always remember it. And this is why I'm telling you, it is more than right. It is more than good. When you feel something out of love, you should never feel ashamed of it. To go ahead and kill yourself over something like that is just not okay. I know it's stupid for me to say it's not okay, but it really isn't. At the 21st century, we have fought so many wars. We have outcome so many ideologies. Why are we still thinking like that? Being alone and feeling lonely is a horrible feeling. And it comes from being misunderstood. And it comes from being judged and blamed and hurt. No one should feel that. And I'm not just talking about Sarah Hijazi, and I'm not talking just about the LGBT community. Every single human in this world shouldn't have to feel that way. And it is our duty not to make anyone feel like that. It is our power. Every day of your life, you have to get up and go check up on a friend, check up on the people you know are not okay, you feel are not okay. You think you are being intrusive. You are not being intrusive. You are being a good human. People need people. We are not born alone. We die alone. And we are born alone, but we are not raised alone. We don't live by ourselves. Keep holding hands to those who need you. Keep fighting for what's right in this world. Be on the right side of history. Don't let Sarah Hijazi's death to go unnoticed. Don't let her death to not have an impact on others, to learn that it is not okay to do that. This is not the right thing to do. This is not the right way to deal with things. People think this is their only out. People do that to stop the pain. They don't do that to stop their life. Remove the pain in people. Remove it. And if someone else is inflicting pain on them, be there to remove it. Be there, defend them. Even if it's not your fight, you have to. Even if you think it's not your fight, it is. It is your fight. Because freedom is your fight. You're fighting freedom. You're fighting love. You're fighting for people to be able to be in love with one another. How do you feel if someone told you that you are not allowed to be in love with the person that you want to be in love with? How would it make you feel if you close your eyes for 1 second and feel like, let's say I'm going to talk to myself. I'm gonna say it's easier when I set the example for myself. If I close my eyes and feel like I'm not allowed to hold my boyfriend's hand, and I'm not allowed to love him and kiss him in front of people, I'm not allowed to go out with him, I'm not allowed to tell my family, my parents, that this is the love of my life. I'm not allowed to go on movies and hold his hand or kiss him in front of everyone because everyone's gonna look at me or throw shit at me. If you close your eyes, which I'm doing right now, and just imagine a world like that for you and your boyfriend or you and your girlfriend, if you're straight. Imagine everything that the LGBT community goes through. Imagine hiding in little bars, little restaurants that is just for them to meet one another. The shame that they have to go through. Not within themselves, because they're very confident people, but because of society. They have to adapt to something that hates them, that despises them, that insults them. الرجال اللبناني وقت بيسب بده يسبر فيه وبيقول له شو بك يا لوطه. This is not fine. You know what gay means in the literal sense? Means happy. It means the happiest feeling you'll ever feel. I'm gay. How did that turn out to be an insult? Aren't you ashamed of yourself to use this as an insult? Fag, faggot, lute, bintek. How is that fine? You are not allowed to discriminate and hate another human being just because they're not you. You are not allowed to. And sometimes maybe you're doing that because this is how you're feeling deep inside. Sometimes closeted homosexuals are homophobic. And maybe sometimes you need to do and dig in into your soul searching and find out who you truly are. Because sometimes hating something on the outside means you're hating something from the inside. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Try and this is why I'm always so adamant about you fixing yourself first. Because when you fix yourself, you stop hating the things that you used to hate, because you realize that the things you hate usually are things that are inside of you that you cannot get rid of. We have all felt this. You have to understand, if not experience, then try to understand, try to put yourself in other people's shoes. So this month is for the LGBT community in my life. This is one of the best things that has ever happened to the world. Gays, lesbian, transgender, queer people, bisexuals, pansexuals, and all the rest, and the list goes fucking on. These communities are the best thing that ever happened to us. These are the people who created art, movies, music. Some of them saved lives. Some of them are very respectful doctors. Most of them are. Presidents, political parties, people that have changed the history the right way, the way it's supposed to be. Gay people have been suppressed for all their lives. Ever since gay people started being gay, they've been suppressed and hated and insulted and discriminated against. This made them good people. This made them forgiving. This made them better than anyone else. And you being jealous of how perfect they are, how much of a perfectionist a gay person is, how artistic he is or she is. Gay people learned love when heterosexuals learned hate. When straight people were so busy learning how to be hateful, how to be angry, how to be violent, caring about their heterosexual lifestyles, gay people were teaching themselves and teaching one another and the next generation what love is, what loyalty means. Then the heterosexuals came in, took their styles, took their lifestyle, took everything from the homosexual. Their colors, their beauty, their jobs, their creativity. Owned it and still insulted them. Gays created everything that's pretty in this world. Everything. They care about animals, they care about nature, they care about global warming, they care about everything that heterosexuals don't give a crap about, because straight people, and when I'm talking about straight people, I'm talking about the ones that are homophobic, the ones that are so, they feel a certain kind of supremacy for being straight. These people don't give a fuck about anything in this life other than themselves. If you look at the facts and you look at history, the LGBT community did literally everything that is right in this world. Being from music, art, acting, painting, sculpture, everything. When you want to talk about love, you go into gay people's books, authors. The authors we read, Shakespeare, they said were gay. Shakespeare. So when you want to talk about love, you have to learn not to hate. You cannot love and hate at the same time. Because hate is something that comes from anger. It comes from not understanding. It comes from misunderstanding, exactly. So, I ask of you, when you don't understand something, please ask questions. Don't discriminate something you're not understanding. Because you know what? Somehow you have someone in your life that you might be listening to this podcast with. Maybe they're gay. Maybe they had an experience, a homosexual experience, but they're too afraid to tell you because you're hateful. Maybe you already love them and adore them, and they're scared to tell you that they've had that experience in their life because they're scared you're going to judge them. And who knows, maybe you will. Maybe they're right for them to think like that because they're scared you're going to lose them. Do you really want to lose that person you love just because of who they're fucking or who they're in love with? Why do you think you have that power over people? I'm talking to homophobic people. Why do you think you have that power to tell them who they should or shouldn't be with, who they should love or who they shouldn't love? Who gave you that power? Who gave you that say? No one. You gave it to yourself. I don't give a fuck about who you think I should date. I don't give a flying fuck if you want to unfollow me, if you want to hate me, bash me. I don't give a flying fuck who you think I should love. Love is love. Love has no boundaries. Love has nothing. Love is just love. You should let people love. Instead of being adapted and adaptable to hate and being okay with violence and just thinking this is the world, this is what happens in the world. There is violence. There is hate. No. Why don't you say this is what happens in the world? There is love. There is acceptance. I really think and I really hope that what I just said means something to you. Because we cannot go on like this. We cannot feel the frustration of just not being yourself. You are perfect the way you are. The more you stress out about who you are, the more you should know that you are worthy of love and worthy of being respected for who you are. People who are assholes in the world don't even think twice about whether or not they're good. They're good people. Assholes in the world, you know what makes an asshole is that they don't question themselves. They don't look at a mirror and try to think, what did they do wrong? Just the mere fact that you're thinking about whether or not you're doing the wrong thing shows how much you're insightful and how much you're loving. Mean people don't question what they do. They just do it. They're just impulsive. Because hate is an impulse. Hate is the easiest thing to do. Because it's so easy to hate. It's so easy to hate everything because there's so many things to hate. Instead, you have to take your time to love. Why do people think that they don't have time? Why do people think recently they feel like time is going by too fast? Time isn't going by too fast. It's just that your priorities is misplaced. You don't have priorities. This is a priority. You are a priority. Working on yourself. Do you think I don't have racism in me? Of course I do have racism in me. Do you think I was born loving? And no, I've been through all of that. I've been homophobic. I've been racist. I've been through all of these things, but I came out of them. Because I started removing the layers and layers of culture, systematic cultural racism and homophobia that has been instilled in me. I started removing them from my skin because I didn't want them. They were heavy. It's so heavy to hate on so many things in the world. It is not right. And it's just something you don't understand. This is why you're so hateful of it. You have to understand people. You have to. This is the only way you learn to be a better person. This is the only way for you to be happy. Listen, I want to tell you something. If one person is not happy in the world, you will not be happy. If someone around you is not happy, you will not be happy. If someone in your community is not happy, you will not be happy. You know why? Because humans are interconnected. We are all connected. We are all connected with one another. We have to help each other so we're all happy and we're all equal. I'm not talking and I'm not preaching. I'm not saying, oh, you should not hate at all. Or you should not be angry. No, of course, you're allowed to be angry. But be angry at the right stuff. Be angry about discrimination. Be angry at those people who are bashing and killing those LGBT community and insulting them. Stand up. Don't just shut up whenever you hear discrimination. Stand up for it. Whether you're in the restaurant, whether wherever you are. We have to start standing up for what is right. The world is going through change. Every single country is revolting. Let's revolt over everything. Let's change the world by doing the right thing. Now, for my gay people, I just have one simple thing to say because you don't need preaching. God, no, you do not need me preaching to you. You are just fucking perfect. You know what you're doing. And just keep doing that. Don't feel shame. Feel the love that you're feeling, okay? But I just need one thing from you. Stand up. Fight. Fight really hard. And I am here with you fighting. I'm on the front line of fighting because this is something that is very close to my heart. I've experienced it once. I don't wish that upon anyone else in this lifetime. So fight harder. Stand up for yourself. Don't let anyone march over you, boy or girl. Don't ever let anyone march over you. You know how in the US now they're videotaping people being racist? I need you to videotape people being homophobic. Let's out these motherfuckers. Let's just out them, man. Send me videos. Post them. Let us all just end the cycle. Let Sara Hijazi be the last girl in this world, or at least in the Middle East, to go through that. Please, I beg you. Let us change our country. Let us change this world. Let us change this mentality of, if you're not like me, then you shouldn't be alive. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking joking? If a person is not like you, they shouldn't live? This is how highly you think of yourself? You think you are God? You think you are the perfect sign of Christianism or Muslim or Islam or whatever the fuck you are? This is who you think you are. You think you are God? You think you are Rasul or Yeshua al-Masih? You think you are that? You think you have that power? But do you think these figures, these religious figures, would hate or would ask on you to hate? Do you think they do that? If you think they do that, then why are you praying for them? I don't think they do that. I don't think any religion in this world teaches you to hate. I think we misunderstand what it says. مثل في كتير عالم بيقولوا لي إيه بال in the Bible, and they talk about it and they say it's a sin. I don't think they talk about it. I think it's misunderstood. And even if they did, I think times change. I think time changed. I do not think it's a sin to love another person. Jesus Christ, do you think God would be angrier at a gay person than at someone who's lying and cheating and mistreating his partner? Or at these people killing one another? Or at politicians that are stealing money, burning down places, making war, cheating the people? Do you think God will be angrier at a guy kissing a boy than at a politician stealing money from the country, creating wars, killing people, hungry people, creating hunger in the world? Do you think God is that petty? Do you think God is that mean? Do you think God is gonna burn down a girl for kissing a girl, but will spare you because you're just a straight person, yet you cheated and lied and keep on hitting your wife, or your wife keeps on hitting his man, or keeps on hitting, or a woman keeps on hitting her children, mistreating them and making people suffer? Do you think God is gonna burn down a girl just because she kissed a girl, but will spare you because you're straight? Then you do not know your religion. Then you do not know your religion. Then you don't know why you're going to church. You don't know why you're going to a mosque. Then you have to go back and learn what your religion is telling you. What is more important? What is a priority in life? If you're a good human being, loving and caring and all of the above, and you happen to love another human being that is just like you, you are fine. You are allowed to. Be kind. Be loving. You are not hurting anyone. You are not killing anyone. You are not making anyone miserable. So why should you feel guilty? So why should you feel guilty? Why should you feel like an outcast? You are what's right in this world. I wish more people were like you. I wish more people would love one another the same way gay people or lesbians or transgenders love art or love themselves or love what they do or love one another or are just helpful. This is my actual wish. I wish the world was more like that. Stop discriminating. So dear gay people and dear LGBT community, if there is anyone listening to me right now, I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for being there for me when no one else was. You were there. I'm sorry, my voice is cutting because I'm anxious. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for not judging me, not once in my life. Thank you for being my family. And I owe you this. I owe you this for the rest of my life. I will fight for you very hard. Very hard. I promise you. This month is your month. Let's all fucking celebrate. Because you deserve it. You've been through shit. And it's going to stop this century. And I promise you, we're gonna all fight very hard for the discrimination to end. Do you understand me? And all you have to do is stand up. Be yourself and stand up. Speak louder. Let everyone hear what you're saying. Maybe you're weak by yourself, but you're not weak when there is many of us with you. I am here and I'm telling you, I will build an army and I will stand with all of you. Just stand up and start speaking about it. Open your mouth, speak louder, and let us all fight back. And trust me, when we all hold hands, they're the one who's going to feel like they're vulnerable and weak, not us. I promise you. It will be a shameful thing to be homophobic. This is when change starts. When there are enough people on the streets, on Instagram, on social media, or Facebook, or whatever it is, talking about what's right, then the people who are homophobic and hateful, they'll see the amount of people who are actually with homosexuality. They'd be the minority. You'll see how many of you exist in the world. You'll understand. You'll understand that you are not alone. You understand how much you're understood. And how many of you there is in the world, how many of you feels the same thing. So speak up. And I'm here and I got your back. Do you understand me? I love you so much. And happy Pride Month to every gay person in here. And I wish you the best. And I love each and every one of you. And I wish nothing but happiness to you. Be there for one another. I love you very, very, very much. Happy Pride Month again. And let's all fucking celebrate. Let's all fucking celebrate that month. Because you guys deserve it. Be kind to one another, guys. I love you. I'm sorry for being emotional today. And I'm sorry for taking so much time before doing my next podcast. But I'm not going to do that anymore, hopefully. Give me some time and I'll be back on track. I love you so much, and I hope you like this episode because it really, really is something that's important to me. And I hope you make everyone hear it, the ones who need to hear it and the ones who don't want to hear it, force them to. I love you so much, and enjoy your weekend. Have a good one.